Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is here, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She is a psychotherapist by profession. She is an author also by profession. She works closely with another lovely lady, Kathy Elster, and they have a new book out called Mean Girls at Work. That's one of their books that they've written that we've talked about on the show, and she's our good friend, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be on.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Okay, so here's kind of one of the cruel things for business owners, Catherine.
Yeah.
It's the end of the year. It's the fourth quarter. We need to wrap up the year to finish up the business to get as much business done as we can before December 31st. It's also the end of the tax year for most of us. So we got to do all this tax planning and everything. We've simultaneously got to be thinking about how to get ready for the new year.
Yeah.
And then somebody throws two major holidays in a 30-day period, and on top of all that, that's really cruel, isn't it?
It is. It's very tough on the business owner, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then the second one is crazier than the first one, right? The second holiday, because we got people wanting to have parties, they're wanting to give gifts, they're wanting to take days off. I mean, this is really, it's like triple jeopardy for a business owner, isn't it?
It is, Jim. It is, and you know, the best defense is a good offense, in a sense, for many business owners. Yeah, because we know, believe me, I too am a small business owner, but we at K-Squared completely understand the pressures that you're talking about. And in addition, for many business owners, they're trying to close up, you know, get all the accounts receivable due to them and whatever final product out the door. So it is, it's an intense time. So when I say the best defense is a good offense is, and, you know, it's now the 16th, but for many business owners, the tendency is to kind of put their head under the covers and not want to deal with the holiday directly, you know, or to find it to be an inconvenience. And in fact, that's obviously not going to work for you. It's this funny kind of dance of having to accept that this is the time of year that it is, and that it will vary among your staff how important it is, what it...
Did we lose her? Yeah, and folks, you know, she was talking about the inconvenience. It is a big inconvenience for a business owner, and that one of the challenges that we have as business owners, and that I have in particular, is that we're in danger of looking like Scrooge if we don't jump all over the holidays. If we don't embrace everything, Catherine. I was just saying that sometimes. That and I in particular, because I am kind of a Scrooge, I'm in danger of being marked as a Scrooge.
Well, that's right. And your staff, I mean, they're going to want to celebrate in some way. They're going to want to be recognized
Can we tell it like it is here, Catherine?
Yeah.
It's the women. No. I'm not, you know, you and I both know that the driving force behind all the decorating and all the parties and all the gift giving, let's be honest, it's the women. Not all women, but men aren't beating the boss's door down saying, "Oh, please, let's decorate for Christmas."
No, most men hate the holidays anyway. They hate the obligation of having to get presents. They hate the whole thing.
I got my hand up.
But here's the thing, Jim. Instead of resisting, what you could do as a business owner is pick one person, whoever is the zealot for Christmas, and have that person organize a few things. So whether it's an office party, which just could be, by the way, a potluck lunch, mm-hmm. or whether it's some kind of a Secret Santa thing, or whether it's even figuring out who gets vacation time and who doesn't, whether it's thank yous, you know, if this person understands that certain people need to be thanked, or small bonuses if you can afford them. But you have to address it, and particularly, you're right, if it is the women, women are very relational. And so this is a time of year when relationships have to be recognized. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you do that, you will get the most out of your employees.
So you could
say, if you deny it, you'll be in more trouble.
So you could find the person who's the most level-headed,
and
but who also embraces this. So you'd want to you know, make sure it's somebody who gets into the holidays a little bit and say, okay, here's a budget.
Right.
Try not to take the company down and occupy too much time. Let's make as many people happy as we can without taking the company down. Can you handle this for us?
Right.
What do you think? Is that right?
That's good. I mean, we're now on the 16th, so it may be a little tricky. But you could, if you haven't done anything and if you're feeling resentful, you could still pull that person into the office and say, look, I know we need to do something.
Yeah.
So help me be creative here. What can we do that will make people feel recognized and will give the good spirit so that we can all be also as productive as possible during these last couple of weeks?
What if, you know, and see, here's my Scrooge-ness coming out. What if we said, why don't we have our little party after Christmas?
You could do that.
Why don't we have it like, in this case, this year Christmas is on Wednesday. Why don't we have our Christmas party on Friday afternoon? Let's work really hard, and then, I mean, I'm just thinking, just to take some of the, because you know, I would think that all these people who are trying to get ready for their own Christmas day and everything, those who are, that they might say, you know what, that's a great idea.
Yeah, well, actually, you could. I think, honestly, it would have to be in the new year, probably.
Oh, really?
Because the number of people maybe needing time off with their families. I don't know. For each business, it may be different. But you could do...
Most small businesses don't do a lot of... They give their time off. They obviously give Christmas Day and sometimes Christmas Eve, too.
Right.
But after that, it's back to work. I mean, the big companies can take off, can throw around a lot of holidays,
right,
a lot of vacation days during the holidays, but little companies, not so much.
Yes. Agreed. However, there will be some people who take that time off.
Right, right. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get Catherine to talk about, she mentioned the bonus thing. I want to ask her about that and a couple of more questions about dealing with the holidays, including New Year's. Catherine Crowley, ksquared.com. Is that right, Catherine?
Yes.
ksquared.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.